love that show, Hoarders. I've seen every episode. I've taped them all. I must have 5,000 tapes in my living room. They're everywhere.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I told someone there was a time when I was indecisive, and now I'm not so sure. He said, "Hey, where did you get your sense of humor? Did you inherit it? If I pay some money, may I have some?" Well, a sense of humor can be developed, for sure, and like poverty and baldness, it's also hereditary. You get it from your kids, and from your parents, too. My dad had a warped mind. He could be very serious when I put pepper in his lemonade, but mostly Dad believed that those who laugh lots have wrinkles in all the right places when they retire. He thought Billy Sunday was right when he said, "If you have no joy, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere." Chuck Swindoll agreed. He said, "Laughter is the most beautiful and beneficial therapy God ever granted humanity." I wasn't always thankful for Dad's sense of humor. Once I invited a new kid on the block over to play. My dad still had hair in those days, but it grew only on one side of his head, so he had grown accustomed to combing it over the top and dispersing it every which way. My friend and I were building a tiny log cabin on the living room floor when suddenly he stopped what he was doing and dropped a block of wood on my thumb. "Ouch!" I said, and looked up. I found my friend's mouth wide open, his lower lip resting on his tennis shoes. He was staring at my dad. My father, in an effort to imitate Larry in a Three Stooges film, had just come into the room with his hair hanging down, his eyes crossed, and his false teeth lowered. I'm sure my friend was thinking, "Help! Aliens! Make a run for it!" But it was my dad. He dropped to one knee and began tickling me. My friend drew back, distant and afraid. And as he said goodbye that day, I suspected it would be the last time he came to play at the Calloway house. Boy, was I wrong. The next day, he was back for more. While playing at his house, I discovered why. At my friend's house, sadly, laughter was located under L in the dictionary, but seldom displayed elsewhere. One night, I sat around their dinner table as they read the Bible and prayed for about 9 hours, it seemed. I remember thinking to myself, at this house, God frowns. A few years ago, I received a letter from that old friend. "I no longer believe in God," he admitted. Now, I'm not naive enough to think he turned his back on God solely because his father's funny bone was in a cast, but sometimes I wonder. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Surely that should be seen in a home. If we walk around with permanent frowns stuck to our faces, why would the world want anything to do with us or want what we have? If we want our kids to experience the joy that only Christ brings, we need to show them that it's real in our lives. Thinking back on my childhood, I'm forever grateful for parents who passed along the gift of laughter. To this day, I have always found it easiest to accept the serious from the lips of the lighthearted. Perhaps that's why I knelt by my styrofoam bed as a kid to do something millions and millions of others had done before. I had heard the message of a Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who loved me enough to die for me, and I asked Him to be the biggest part of my life. It made perfect sense to me. You see, I had heard the message from someone I had every reason to believe, from a mother who felt that the best thing she could do in British Columbia, after discovering she had left her false teeth on a picnic table near Seattle, Washington, was to laugh.
Promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.